anyone who bases their conclusions on this plan, the local plan to reduce services right across northwest London, on the basis of that one consultation document, is seriously missing the point. That consultation document is one of the most misleading texts ever put forward. I mean, a good section of it deals with things that are not actually addressed whatsoever in the plan, around inequalities and all these other types of things. Now, let's put it this way. Why are we defending bricks and mortar? Because we've got bricks and mortar. What have we promised? Nothing in terms of community services to replace it. That's really important. Mm. Lots of people are defending their local hospitals. Maybe lots of people are absolutely right. Their local hospitals are under threat. They're not being offered anything better. They've got plans as bad as this one on offer instead of hospitals they've actually got at the moment. So they're fighting quite correctly for their hospitals.
Well,
just because everybody's fighting for their hospital doesn't mean they're all wrong. Maybe the person who's read the local document and got the wrong end of the stick is also actually out of step on this one, and it's everybody else who's right.
Go there, John.
Good ambulance service is key. How do you improve the ambulance service? You keep the A&Es open so they can discharge patients in reasonable time and keep those ambulances on the road. What have we got now? Queues of ambulances in the A&Es at the moment because there isn't the capacity there. Take out four here, another one in North East London, another one in South East London. What are you going to get? More chaos, worse ambulances, worse services. It's absolutely elementary. It's not that complicated. This is a rubbish plan, and it needs to be fought all the way.
Hear, hear!